Today, we'd like to see the title of Onesimus in Philemon, chapter 1, verses 1 to 25. Join us with a share through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number 1, in verse 4, I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2, in verse 12, I am sending him back. You therefore receive him. That is my own heart. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? Question 3, in verse 16, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear of a brother. He is my very dear to me, but even dearer to you. Both as a fellow man and a brother in the Lord. What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? During 58 up to 63 AD, Paul, the house arrestees, fourth mission trip, Book of Acts, chapter 21, verse 17, 20, 31, Paul wrote this personal letter to Philemon at the Colossian church in 61 AD. Philemon was saved through Paul's ministry. Onesimus the slave was owned by Philemon the master. Onesimus had run away from Philemon to Rome, where Paul met him to have been saved. Here, Paul convinced Philemon about the forgiveness of Onesimus as a brother in Christ. Book of Acts, chapter 28, 30-31. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. Verse 1, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved friend and fellow laborer. During Paul's ministry for Christ's sake in Jerusalem, he was arrested by the chief captain through the whole crowd that stood up by the Jews from Asia. So Paul doesn't consider himself a prisoner of Rome, but a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Timothy was saved through Paul's ministry, called as a true son in the faith. Every Christian is a brother or sister in Christ. Paul and Timothy sent this letter to Philemon, their co-minister. Book of Acts 20, 27, 33. Now when the 7 days were almost ended, the Jews from Asia, seeing Paul in the temple, stood up the whole crowd and laid hands on him. 33. Then the command came near and took him, commanded him to be bound with 2 chains, and he asked who he was and what he had done. First Timothy chapter 1, 2. To Timothy, true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. James 2:15. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, so brother and sister, which means in the body of Christ, brother and sister. Verse 2. To be beloved, appear, occupiers, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. Also to the others, Appia might be the wife of Philemon. Archippus was a minister at Colossian church, which was in the house of Philemon. The church was likely founded by Epaphras, the word ministry. In the early church time, various believers met in various houses to worship in spirit and truth, becoming various churches, the body of Christ. Every church is the Lord's church, purchased with His blood. There's a cross reference right here, Colossians 4:17, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. Colossians 1:7. As you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf. Romans 6:5. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphras, who is the first fruit of Achaia to Christ. 1 Corinthians 16:19. The churches of Asia greet you. Aquila, Priscilla greet you heartily in the Lord, which the church that is in their house. Matthew 16:18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and the rock I will build my church, Jesus' church. The gate of Hades shall not prevail against it. Ephesians 1:14. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of purchased possession to the praise of His glory? The Holy Spirit is a guarantee, right? Note the Lord's church, not our churches, nor your churches, as a possessive forms of we and of you. Rather than the churches, every church, whole church, the church of God, the church of Asia, or the church of Gentiles in King James Version, or New King James Version, or NIV, except NLT, informally used for going to in 1 John 2:19, Jude 1:4. For example, NLT is especially right there. These people left our churches, but never really belonged with us, otherwise, blah, blah, blah. Jude chapter 1, verse 4, even your church, I say this because some ungodly people have wormed their way into your churches, saying that God's marvelous grace allows us to live immoral lives, and so on. Church is the group of believers' souls, so church ministry seeks souls beings, not possessions. If you feel uncomfortable to use the possessive forms because of potential misunderstanding the possessive forms, tolerate them for the unity of the body of Christ on the earth. So, we tolerate disputable things such as fortunately rather than sadly or tragically, infant baptism or 7th year tour ministry, not to learn, ministers retirements by tradition, not by God, and so on. Because we speak the word of God as of sincerity, as of from God, and in the sight of God, by the meditating whatever things are pure and lovely. There's a cross reference right here, Titus chapter 3, verse 9, and 2 Corinthians 2:17, Philippians 4:7. Avoid the foolish disputes. You know, so, and if anything is against God or Scripture, simply cast it down or disregard it. That is our position. Verse 3, grace to you and peace from God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace is the proper order. Because you will never have a true peace in Christ until you really discover the grace of God, our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ for eternal salvation. So the Greek charis combined with the Hebrew shalom. First of all, Thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers. Prayer is your communication with God through Jesus in fellowship or communion. So always in prayer or prayers without ceasing does not merely a request, but also worshiping, thanks, compassion, or faith in the Spirit, like the talk between our father and child, or cross-reference right there. So therefore, prayer is not just request, so it's a fellowship, you know, continue to keep on, you know, that is, that's why we can pray. We can pray always without ceasing. Verse 5, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus toward all the saints. Paul heard how Philemon loved the Lord and the brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. The faith in God or His word, not in your inner feelings for the uncertain future, which you say, calling as the word of faith. If faith is a human faith word, that is the word of faith. You may express your faith by doing God's word applicable wherever the Lord opens, with given free will and given ability for His glory or His good pleasure. The cross-reference right here, James 4, 14, 15, Luke 14, 28, 30, Philippians 2, 13, Romans 10, 17, Revelation 3, 7, right there. So only God allows you, you can do it. So verse 6, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. You may effectuate your faith by sharing good things with others as you recognize every good thing in Christ Jesus. When we are working or living in Christ Jesus, we can do every good thing according to His abundant mercy. 1 Peter 1, 3. So, blessed be God and the Father of Lord Jesus Christ, according to His abundant mercy, has begotten us. Mercy is a forgiven sin, also, you know, something merciful recipient. That is mercy. Forgiveness, which I receive, that's mercy. A living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, through living hope. Philippians 4:10, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Verse 7, for we have a great joy and consolation or comfort in your love because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. To hear of your love gives us great joy, comfort, because your agape love has refreshed the saints' heart or bowls. Inner invisible deep feeling, mind, soul, spirit. That's called as bowls or heart. Not the invisible thing, not visible thing. Verse 8, therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to command you, what is a fitting? Apostle, elder, deacon, or pastor's authority is within Christ or His word. Whatever the leadership exercised outside of given authority, it would be rebuked by the Lord, like Judas Iscariot, the apostle. Now, tragically, in many churches where the leadership loves to exercise authority, like the scribes and the Pharisees in Moses' sin, fleshly issues such as a power struggle or division often come out. Here, Paul, as an apostle, could have exercised boldly an authority within Christ to order Philemon to forgive Onesimus as a Christian brother. But in verse 9, all cross-reference right here, Matthew 10, 1, 4, 7, here, Moses said, Jesus said, you should be humble states that God, will lift you up. Matthew 28, verse 18, all authority in Jesus Christ, because God gave all authority to him. That one is basically talking about that. So this is another one is Nicolaitan. Nicolaitan's that is authority, that is leadership and non-leadership is that kind of thing. Here, fleshly issues such as power struggle division often comes up here. Paul as an apostle could have exercised boldly an authority within Christ to order Philemon to forgive Onesimus as a Christian brother in that way. Verse 9, yet for love's sake I rather appeal to you, being such a one as Paul the aged and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. But I, as an old man and prisoner for Jesus Christ's sake, recast it to you humbly for love's sake, as Jesus taught the original apostles and hated the power hierarchy between leadership and non-leadership. That's called Nicolaitans. Verse 10, I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten while in my chains. Paul recast Philemon about his spiritual son Onesimus, like Timothy or Titus. Onesimus was saved through Paul's ministry in prison at Rome. Now Onesimus is a faithful and beloved brother in Christ. Colossians 4:9. Verse 11, who once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me. Onesimus, the runaway slave from you, was not useful, but now he, the faithful and beloved brother, is useful for the body of Christ to us. Verse 12, I am sending him back, you therefore receive him. That is my own heart. Paul is sending back Onesimus to Philemon, so I am asking heartily you to accept him. We as the followers of Christ mark the forgiveness as God in Christ forgave us on the cross. We should forgive up to that mark as long as the Spirit in us works both to will and to do for his good pleasure, his glory, or our love's sake. In verse 14, Paul asked his willing, cheerful, or voluntary forgiving Onesimus as a Christian brother. That's a cross-reference to Matthew 6:12, Ephesians 4:31. To Luke 9:23, Philippians 2:13, and 2 Corinthians 9:7. Verse 13, whom I wished to keep with me, that on your behalf he might minister to me in my chains for the gospel. Onesimus carried the messages for Paul and took care of Paul's need. So I would like to have kept him so that he could for your sake, minister to me in the bonds of gospel. Verse 14, but without your consent, I wanted to do nothing, that your good deed and might not be my compulsion, as it were, but voluntary. Your forgiveness would be based upon willing, cheerful, voluntary heart, not forced grudging or of necessity, as Paul suggests. Verse 15, for perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose, that you might receive him forever. After Onesimus ran away from you, he met Paul, and he was saved. Now he is a faithful and beloved brother to the body of Christ to us. For a while, it was the adverse circumstance, but God uses him, brings him to salvation through Paul at Rome. So perhaps this could be what God had purposed for his eternal purpose. That is Romans 8:28. Know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Verse 16, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. Paul humbly asked Philemon that Onesimus should be no longer merely a slave in the Rome's master slave system, in the flesh, today employer-employee system, but also a Christian brother. Paul, Onesimus, and Philemon are members of God's family that is equal in Christ, in the Lord. Paul says much more relationship between Onesimus and Philemon due to both brother relation in the body of Christ and slave relationship in the world or flesh, as Paul persuades in other epistles. So Paul's other epistles, like Colossian epistles, are basically a master slave and relationships like that. Verse 7, if then you count me as a paternal, receiving as you would me. If you consider me as your partner or co-work for the body of Christ, receive Onesimus as me. This is a beautiful intercession on Paul's part, as we are in Christ Jesus. God made us accepted in the beloved Son, Jesus, because Jesus intercedes for all. Verse 18, if he had wronged you or owed anything, put that on my account. If any debt in Onesimus charged to me, it proves Paul's agape love to Onesimus. It would encourage and strengthen Onesimus' faith. This kind of false love is like Jesus, the advocate, mediate, and intercessor against an accused. Even if Satan tempts people day and night to accuse a saint. But the forgiven one is blessed, like Onesimus. That cross-reference right there. Verse 19. I, Paul, am writing with my own hand. I will repay, not to man, to you, that you owe me, even your own self. Besides, Paul reiterates to repay any debt, if it is. And he said a personal letter to Philemon, not asking the love debt of Philemon, who had been led to Christ by Paul. This is a humble but convincing letter. Not one duty of world ministries is to convince wit to preach biblical truth teaching. Love debt is allowed, but other money debt or surety is discouraged. Practically, the credit card debt should be managed wisely, not beyond the paying ability, by your saints as your salt and light in the world. Verse 20. Yes, brother, let me have joy from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in the Lord. Let you forgive Onesimus, the runaway slave, as your brother in the Lord. And then it would give Paul joy, refresh his heart in the Lord. Verse 21. Having confidence in your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say. It is a presumptive clause. I trust you to obey my humble request and know you to do more than my request to Onesimus. Philemon might obey in full the teaching of Paul's about mass slave relationship in other epistles in verse 16. Verse 22, but meanwhile also prepare a guest room for me, for I trust that through your prayer I shall be granted to you. It's a personal matter. I think I am going to be released soon. I hope to be visiting you, fixing me a room. But the Bible didn't say whether or not Paul returned to Colossae. Verse 23, if Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greeted you. Epaphras was the world minister in Colossian church. He also once was a prisoner for Christ's sake, like Paul, saluting Philemon, Colossians chapter 1, verse 7. 24, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, Luke, my fellow laborers. John Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, joined in Paul's first mission trip and wrote the Gospel of Mark. Aristarchus also once was a prisoner for Christ's sake. Luke, as a physician, wrote the books of Luke and Acts. Those were co-ministered with Paul, except the latter Demas, who forsook Paul in the last second prison just before the Paul's martyrdom. That's a cross-reference right here, Colossians 4:10, the last one, 2 Timothy 4:10. 25, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, your spirit. Amen. Paul said farewell, Christ's grace with Philemon's spirit, inner heart. So be it. So we covered all three questions. So keep on praying in a CGN International Conference right there. So anybody interested may join there. So also continue to keep on praying underground church in Iran. So here one lady was raped, but she became, you know, Christian. So She's comforted and has a peace in Christ. Let's sing all together Maranatha song, the last one.